ونسأل ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا واتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek His help, I seek His assistance. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and our wrongdoings. He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, indeed there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, there is none who can guide him aright. I testify that there is no true deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of all the prophets. I want to start here today in continuation of our studies on the last day, Yawm al-Akhir, or Yawm al-Qiyamah, or Yawm al-Hashr, or the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection, or the Day of Standing, however you want to call it. I want to begin by greeting you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Before we embark on this mission, we want to take a small recap on our last class, wherein we studied the hellfire. We began on studying the hellfire according to the text, the Quran and Sunnah, and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to start, before breaking into the subject, by making a small recap of the whole course. First we went over, we talked about the trumpet and how horrible and loud it is, and the effects of the trumpet, how everything will die and everything will hear this trumpet. All of creation will die during this period. And then we went over the period. There's 40 periods. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam did not specify if it was 40 days, 40 years, 40 seconds, or 40 minutes. But Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu just said, kept silent at 40, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did in the hadith. Then we went over, we talked about how the sons of Adam will be grown during this period, how they'll be grown from a kind of rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best about this rain, the specifics of this rain. Then we discussed how the plain will be. Rasulullah ﷺ specifically described to us how the plain would be and how there will be no landmarks on this plain, no places to hide, no hiding places, Elias. Right? On the Day of Judgment, no rocks to get shelter from, no caves to duck from, no mountains to get upon so you can be above harm. There's nothing like this. We also discussed how the plain will be flat and the color, a yellowish-white color. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We discussed how the standing would be in different groups on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow the mu'mineen and the kafirin to be together. Okay, they will not be together, they will be separate on the Day of Judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically specified that we will be with those whom we love. So we did discuss different groups. Then we went over the waiting period and how the sons of Adam will panic three times. In the Sahih Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said the son of Adam will panic three times. Allah tabarak ta'ala knows about this, knows best about this panicking. That they will go to each prophet, or some of the major prophets. They will first start with our father, alayhi salam, Adam. And Adam will say that I cannot. Then he'll go to Nuh, I cannot. Then he'll go to Ibrahim, I cannot. Then he'll go to Isa, I cannot. Musa, I cannot. Then they all point to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said this is what he has been given, alayhi salatu wasalam. So we went over this, and went over the shifa'ah. We went over the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will go before the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he will make sajda before Allah, and he will praise him like he has never praised him before. We went over how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, okay, the judgment. We went over the judgment of the believers and the judgment of the people of the fire, the hellfire. And we went over the judgment to some instances where the people of riba and the people of interest and the people of adultery, these are believers, but still Allah, they will have a specific judgment. The people didn't give their zakat. We went over some punishments of this. The people who indulged in magic and drawing of images. We went over this. The judgment, the believers, and the people who commit major sins. We went over this also. The entertainment for the people of Jannah on the plane of judgment and the shade of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We went over these people. Who will be under the shade of Allah Azza wa Jal, and some of the categories of the people who are under the shade, and the kuffar, how they will have a grievous punishment. They will be led like cattle. Some will be put in chains. Some will be blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them blind. Some of them will be choking from the smoke that is issuing from the fire. Some of them will be shocked. Some of them will be asked specific questions. Some of them, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give them humiliating punishment in different degrees. We also see that the sun will be a mal over the head, and this is something unique, because not only the people of Kufr will have the sun being so close to their heads, but there will be everyone who is, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, everyone who is not under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every one of these seven groups of people who are not according to these seven groups of people will have to stand in the heat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. Allahumma ameen. The time period of this day, went over the time period. In some instances, Rasulullah ﷺ said it could be 50,000 years. And then there's another narration concerning this, and that the time period will be short, how a person would pray turaqah. In some narration on how a person would, the sun setting all the way until it finally sets to the believer, how the believer will be made. It will be seen like the time period spent on that day will be this instance, like this. We'll have some ayat of Surah Al-Waqi'ah and the Surat. We'll have the Surat, the Bridge of Surat, the description of the Bridge of Surat, the Jannah and its levels. Now, the lecture before last was on the Jannah, the people of the Jannah, the houses of the Jannah, the peace in Jannah, the contentment in Jannah. What of the lakes of Jannah, the seas of Jannah? What of the different taste that the mu'mineen would taste in al-Jannah? What of the sights of Jannah, the eye candy of Jannah? What over the trees of Jannah? How there will be branches of gold in Jannah on the trees of Jannah? The mates of Jannah, hurrin of Jannah? What over the prohibition of death in the afterlife? Death will be haram. The prohibition of stress. The prohibition of worrying and dissatisfaction. This is prohibited in al-Jannah. Allahu Akbar. The greatness of the pleasure of the people of Jannah, the greatest pleasure of the people of Jannah, we went over, is seeing Dhul Jalali wa Ikram. Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said, and indeed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said that we will be given that which no human heart has ever, it has not occurred to a human heart in Al-Jannah. So after this introduction, we proceed into the lecture. Now we will, inshallah, you will learn some knowledge about the hellfire, the people of hellfire. We'll go over, inshallah ta'ala, about their food. You will learn about their jewelry. You'll learn about their bedding and their covers. You'll learn about their weeping and crying. You'll learn about their leaders and their helplessness, inshallah ta'ala, today. Their food and drink, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Concerning the people of the food, people of the fire, their food and drink, the people of hell will eat and drink, but what kind of food will they drink? Their food will not satisfy their hunger, and their drink will not quench their thirst. Rather, they will both add to pain and suffering. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, translation of which, they will receive no food except poison. Poisonous and thorny plants that neither nourishes nor avails against hunger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is negating and affirmating. Or there's an affirmation here. There's negating. If they will receive no food, illa, this is except, is the affirmation, a poisonous and thorny plant that neither nourishes nor avails against hunger. This is the tree of Zakum. Oh, Allah Azza wa Jalla also says concerning the Zakum, it is that a better accommodation, Al Jannah, or the tree of Zakum? Indeed, we have made it a torment for the wrongdoers. And indeed, it is a tree issuing from the bottom of the hellfire. So you have the hellfire. This is the bottom of hell. This is where the sweat and the blood and all of the dirty wounds, they fall down to. And this is their food. This tree comes, is nourished, is grown from that nasty stuff. Zakum. And indeed, and it has poison in it. Not only is it thorny, but it has poison. Can you imagine trying to swallow this? And indeed, is a tree issuing from the bottom of the hellfire. The shoots of its fruit stalks are like the heads of devils. And indeed, they will eat from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them eat from it and fill it with their bellies. Then indeed, on top of that, they will have a mixture made of boiling fluids. So as they drink this thorny, as they try to bite it because they're so extremely hungry, you will eat. I don't care what creation you are, when you get hungry, you gonna eat. I don't care what's around you, you will eat. If it is edible, you will eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these people of hellfire so hungry, they will eat something that they have knowledge that is poisonous and thorny. That's how hungry you are. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, continued translation of which, then indeed on top of that, they will have a mixture to drink made of boiling fluids. It will be so poisonous that it sticks in your throat. You know, you have the dry crackers. We have a saying here. When you have peanut butter and bread, you call it a choke sandwich, right? You have a choke sandwich. You got to have some water behind of the blazing fire. Then pour over his head from the torment of scalding water. It will be said, taste it. So mighty and noble. You consider yourself so mighty and noble. Not only are these people are eating from this and drinking from this pit and eating from this poisonous tree, but there are some angels who are making fun of them. Taste it. You thought you were mighty and noble. This is chapter 44:43-49. In addition to this extreme heat, their food will be filthy. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, translation of which, so this day he, i.e. the disbeliever, will have no friend, subhanAllah, nor any food, except the filth that only the sinners eat. Have you ever been in a place so far away from your home, and there's no one with you, and you're driving? Let's say, for example, you're driving in the desert or something. Picture yourself. Let's use our mind's eye. And it's dark, and you have no friends, and you break down, you're in trouble. Let's say you're on Route 66, right? And you break down, and you look left, you look right, you look before, you look behind, you see nobody. Can you imagine being in a far place with no friends, no helpers? Allah said, this day he, i.e. the disbeliever, will have no friend, none, nor any food except filth that only the sinners eat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please protect us from this. Furthermore, their drink will be so hot that it will burn and cut their stomach and the intestines to pieces. And when they beg for something to cool down their roasted bodies, they will only receive more dirty boiling water on the heads and faces that will add to their agony. Allah is harsh on these kuffar. And subhanAllah, we treat them so nice. Allah Azwajali says, translation of which, can this, i.e. the drinks of Jannah, be compared to those who will abide eternally into the fire and will be given to drink boiling water that will shred their intestines? And who is more knowledgeable than Allah concerning the hereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it will cut their intestines. I had an uncle, as a footnote, I had an uncle who actually killed my grandmother, which was his mother. And he's just got out of prison, etc. He's on a freight train to the fire, and he choked her, slit her throat. This was his mother, okay? When he did this, he stole her money, stole all her money, and he went just totally off on end. And the next day, or the day after that, I can't remember, he had bought some cyanide, I think it was, or some drink that when you drink it, that's it, to kill himself. So the police saw him, came to him and caught him, handcuffed, tried to approach him. And they asked him, are you so-and-so and so-and-so? He said, yes, I am so-and-so and so-and-so, and I killed my mother. So what? And he drunk the poison. This is real. I'm not joking. And after he drank it, the police watched him drink it. He drank it so fast, and the police apprehended him and took him to the hospital. He spent 8 hours. 8 hours living. And the doctor said throughout that 8 hours, that poison was eating him inside out. All of his intestines, all of his digestion system was totally diminishing from the chemical that he put in his body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you feel the agony? Did your stomach turn just then? The people of the fire will have something similar to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, translation of which, can this be compared to those who will be in the eternal fire, and they will be given to drink boiling water that will shred their intestines? This is in Surah Al-Muhammad, chapter 47, verse 15. Allah ta'ala also gives us some more knowledge concerning their food. Translation of which, and if they call for relief, they will be relieved with water like molten lead that will scald their faces. Wretched is the drink, and evil is the resting place. So until this is chapter 18, verse 29. So if you ever had some hot tea, and that hot tea, when you, it's good, the shy, mumtaz, right? You have that hot tea, it just come out of the pot, and you got the mint, and you just made it, and. You want to catch it while it's still hot. You put up to your face, and if you don't hurry up, you'll get burned by the steam. You'll get irritated by the steam. You can feel its heat. The people of Kufr in the hellfire, they will do the same thing. They are so thirsty, they're not caring how hot this water is. They're handed cups, they take it, they're so thirsty, they're so hungry that they're going to drink. As soon as it goes to their face, it burns. And then when it goes down, it rips the intestines. Some knowledge of their jewelry. When the people of Jannah will be enjoying splendid garments and lavish jewelry, the people of hell will be confined in garments of fire and iron shackles and chains. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation of which, those two opponents, i.e. the believers and the non-believers, dispute about their Lord. As for the non-believers, garments of fire will be cut out for them, and scalding water will be poured over their heads. Allah. In the 1960s, if I recall, they had riots, and one of the techniques that they used was water hose. Elias, it's not just water hose that you go to the side of the house and you turn on and this little thing of water. No. Fire hose they used. Fire hose. Fire hose, it takes two men to hold this hose. Not just a little baby could, you know, a little baby could turn on the water hose outside of the house and turn it on and she could be splashing. It takes two men to hold a fire hose. Okay? And as a tactic of warding off the protesters, they spray you with it. And you should see the pictures. That it flip people over, flip folks over, and they standing hands, and it'll cut you. That water almost cut you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people of Kufr will be given some of the same treatment. Boiling waters will be poured over their heads. Subhanallah. And he says some more text concerning their attire. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, translation of which, those, i.e. the deniers of the day of resurrection, are the ones who have disbelieved in their Lord, and those will have shackles upon their necks, and those are the people of the fire, wherein they will abide eternally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from Jahannam. Allahumma ameen. This is chapter 13, ayat number 5. Allah ta'ala also gives some more knowledge concerning them. Translation of which, indeed we have prepared for the disbelievers chains and shackles and a blaze. When you have preparation, we talked about the preparation when concerning the people of Jannah. But think if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing special chains and shackles. Already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He's preparing. He's getting them ready. Arranging them. Preparing for the disbelievers chains and shackles and a blaze. Allah Azza wa Jalla also says, translation of which, the command, i.e. the command will be issued regarding the disbeliever, quote, seize him and shackle him, then shove him into the fire, hell fire, then set him into a chain whose length is 70 cubits. And we discussed a cubit is like an average man's arm length, which also could be like 20 inches. I've read. Their beds, the people of the subhanAllah, the people of the kufr, the people of Jahannam, they'll have beds. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the translation of which, they will have bedding from hell. And also coverings over them. Thus do we recompense the wrongdoers. Can you imagine the bedding of the people of hellfire? Can you imagine? You know, in a prison, we all know in a prison, they have beds already there for you. They have your cell already there for you. They have your covers already prepared for you. Can you imagine everyone who's worked in a restaurant where, can you imagine a piece of meat on iron, how it sizzles? Right? When you set it on this big iron, I've worked in rallies and I'm not scared of shit in the day of Jahiliyyah, okay? You have this big grill. You know, you put a hamburger fresh on there. You know what I do? Allah knows best, but can you imagine what the people of Hellfire's bed will be like when they put their backs on it and their covers? Go to some of their misery. The people of hell will wait continuously over their intense and non-ending, will wail continuously over their intense and non-ending suffering, their sobs and moans. Quite honorable for whoever can hear. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, translation of which, as for those who will have brought misery upon themselves, they will be in the fire and will have therein moans and sobs. They will abide therein as long as the heavens and earth stand, except if your Lord shall will differently. Indeed, your Lord is the accomplisher of what he wills. They will weep without break, but instead of tears coming out of their eyes, blood will come out in great amounts. There's a hadith here from Abdullah bin Qais radiallahu anhu, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed the people of the fire will surely weep so intensely that ships could float in the tears, and their weeping will surely be blood instead of normal tears. This hadith has been recorded by Al-Hakim. It is Hassan by Sheikh Al-Abani, rahimahullah. Their humiliation. In hell there will be no regard for the disbelievers. They will be treated with the utmost humiliation. They will be shackled, neglected, and tortured. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala honored their faces in this life, in the first life, but instead of rubbing them into the filth of sin and disobedience, they insisted in rubbing themselves in filth and disobedience. As a suitable punishment in the next life, their faces will be rubbed in filth and heat of hell. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, translation of which, indeed the wicked are in error and madness. The day when they will be dragged in the fire on their faces, it will be said, taste the torch of the burner. They're disputing, they're quarreling. When the first are admitted to hell, the disbelievers will have fierce arguments with those who enter before and after them. Each group will display its hate toward the others, asking Allah to give them the others additional punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation of which, who could be more unjust than those who fabricate lies against Allah or deny his messages? Those will attain their portion of the decree until when our messengers, i.e. the angels, come to them to take them in death, will say, where are those you used to invoke besides Allah? They will say, they have forsaken us. They will thus bear witness against themselves that they were disbelievers. He will then say, join those nations who have preceded you of jinns and humans in the fire. Every time a nation enters, it will curse its fellow nation. So every time a nation... So, now we want to go over a couple of things on ending our treatise on the hellfire and the people of hellfire and their garments and their leaders, their relations, their wealth, their chains, their beds, their food, their positions, their actions, their shirk. We want to make a conclusion on this series concerning the last day, and briefly point out a few things that we can do to prepare for the last day. The last day is the most tremendous day that humans will ever witness. Its terrifying events can make a child white-haired. It is the day on which we will be returned to our Lord for a detailed accounting of all that we did in our first life. It is the day on which our eternal life will be decided, either to eternal happiness in Jannah or eternal misery in hell. The last day is the day which we shall strive by all our means. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sends translation of which, and beware of the day, or of a day, when you will be returned to Allah. Every soul will then be compensated for what it earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. So we see here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is trying to drive home to us that we should make preparations. Like the Mujahid, they make preparations for their war. Like the businessman makes preparation for his business. Like the mother makes preparation for the food of their children. Like the student makes preparation for the lecture. Like the teacher makes preparation for the student to learn as much as he can. Like the believer makes preparation for the afterlife. We have to prepare ourselves. And this day, you cannot just spend in ghafla, in heedlessness. This day takes and requires preparation. If I haven't said anything more important, I want for all of us to visualize the word preparation. We have to prepare for the last day. We have to prepare for a tremendous day. We have to prepare to meet our Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And preparation starts with effort. It starts with goal setting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us some beautiful teachings on how to enter into the paradise. And one cannot enter paradise without without living his life of La ilaha illallah. You have to have this testimony. And this testimony of faith cannot just be on the tongue. It has to be also with your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation of which, all you who believe, revere and fear Allah. And let every soul examine what it has to put forth for tomorrow. Revere and fear Allah, for indeed Allah is well acquainted with what you do. And be not like those who forgot Allah, so He made them forget themselves. Those are the stubborn, disobedient people. They cannot be equal. The people of the fire and the people of the Jannah. The people of the Jannah are indeed successful. Oh, you who believe, I want to say here, right now, right this day, that the Jannah is surrounded by struggles and hardships. The hellfire is surrounded by desires and deceptions. If we do not supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter into the paradise, to save us from the fire, then how can we be guided? We mentioned in this class that there's a lot of things that, that the believer can do to enter into the paradise. There's a lot of occurrences that will occur on the day of judgment that we have to foresee. We have to have foresight. And one of the key components of our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supplication. We have to ask. And indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has condemned the stubborn person who does not ask Him, does not call upon Him for guidance. Indeed they will enter into a resting place of humiliation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the Jannah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us from the fire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rejoin us with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those whom He is well pleased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us His shade, cause us to cross the bridge of Salat by the blinking of an eye, and enter us into the paradise, and enter us into the Jannatul Firdaws. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khairan. Like a moment.